You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. So when these guys were going to see, doing their job, going to see Keeping Up the Joneses.
Yeah.
Keeping up the highly suspect reviews.
Comedy of the year.
You don't mean that. No, I know you don't mean that, Kyle.
It's in the running. So not over. And I may mean that.
I originally planned on going, and I emailed the folks at Austin's number one haunted house chain, House of Torment, like a month ago, going, hey, I wondered if you guys had any press set up where I could just interview one of the founders of the thing. Mm-hmm. I wasn't expecting anything but a chance to interview the guy. So they get back to me this week and go, yep, it's Thursday, same time as the screening.
it's coincidence?
Like, and it's a full tour through the haunted house and a behind the scenes and like the whole deal and a sit down long interview. And I was like, I got to do this. Yeah. I got to.
Plus, right?
I was
the like, trailer and didn't want to go see it.
Well, there is that. but regardless, I was like, this is going to be my one chance to do this. Yeah. And I'm like, it's October. I got to have something about Halloween. So went to do this with me and my cameraman, Mike McAllister.
Mm-hmm.
And
we Mike did J. McAllister.
A elaborate and long, a lot of footage that's going to be shortened significantly. But, you know, a pretty cool video we're going to put together for all this. So it's all over. And by the way, they've been feeding us booze. By as much as you want.
Yeah.
They're like, here, they keep going, you want another shot? You want another shot? You want another shot? Like, yeah. The whole way through. Like, every two rooms, there's a thing with shots.
Every two rooms.
Vodka, yeah, grape juice. Uh-huh. There's some mead. I never had mead before. That was weird. It was like,
I drew actual blood trying to open those beers.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Well, we haven't gotten there yet.
It was all for nothing.
Oh, yeah, we're back.
Yeah, so they're feeding us. They're like, oh, yeah, you got a free souvenir or whatever you want. And like, wow, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And they're like, yeah, hang out as long as you want. Because, like, when we went through, it was the lights were all on, so we weren't even going all the way through. Mm-hmm. We went through parts of it, and the lights are on, so it's not scary. It's just like, look, here's how it's done behind the scenes. Very fascinating. And they're like, I was like, can I call some other critics and have them go through? They're like, yeah, call anybody you want. And I was like, guys, don't go to my house. Come to House of Torment. And they're like, what? And Kyle's like, but I'm scared.
I was not into it. No lie. I was like, why does he want us to go there? Are we going to review the Joneses?
You're psyching yourself out.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. I
was legitimately like not looking forward to it. I'm not going
to
lie.
He flat out lied to me on the phone. He's like, well, I think Chris Herman's got some things going on. I swear you said that.
Like, I don't think he's going. I just said I was, you know, it's I got one drive back. That's all.
Maybe that's what he said. I tried to check it out.
Like, let me talk to Chris Herman. He's like, yeah, I can go. No problem.
I got off the phone real quick because I was like, screw this. I'm just going to flake. What are they going to do? And I get in my car and I put my GPS going home. And then I think about it and I'm like,
we'll make fun of you.
So you really were going to just bail.
I was really going to flake. Like, when I was like, okay, sounds good. And I ran back to my car. Yeah, I had a moment where I was like, but I did it. I went to the haunted house.
That Chris Herman and I just thought something needs to redeem this night.
I wanted something.
Like, I wanted to end the night on a high note. I didn't want anything to kill my Joneses.
And did it not end the night on a high note?
Yeah, I kind of did.
Even Kyle, who at one point, I'm like all brave and shit. I'm like, whatever, man. No haunt. They haven't made the haunted house yet. It's going to scare me. 10 minutes in, I'm like, Kyle, you go first.
Yeah. A couple of times. You like sent him the sacrificial lamb.
I was like, Kyle went in a boy. He came out a man.
Well, that's the thing. You never know. Because sometimes being in the back, you're like, you know, they're going to get scared first. This haunted house, they had something even scarier than the people who would shriek at you. Is they had these really short girls making like giggling doll noises.
They're dwarves, Kyle.
They were little people. I would be in the back of the line, like when we first got in there, and I was scared shitless. I was at the back of the line, and they would just follow behind me, and I'm pretty tall, and they're short. Yeah. They'd giggle, and then they'd duck down, and I'm, what is that?
You could hear them breathing, like, God, they're still
and
behind
me. And
then
they'd just, like, tickle my back. Just, there you go.
And we did them in reverse in the way you're supposed to do them. I don't know why. I didn't know what order you're supposed to do them. And we start with Graveside Manor, which is, like, more of a traditional haunted house. It starts off in a room that looks like almost like Disney's Haunted Mansion type.
Yeah,
yeah, kind of
like very elaborate. And then went to the Frenzy, which I'm like, Not even sure what that was actually supposed to be about. It's just like, okay.
Scary place.
Just, I thought that was like, yeah. It was like a tribute to Texas.
It was like almost kind
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, and then at points it was kind of Resident Evil-y almost.
There's zombie stuff.
Woman in Black or something. Yeah. Like
wasn't there
well,
like dinosaurs in that last one?
No, that's the middle one. Wasn't that the middle one?
That was the Frenzy was the middle one.
That was just like, you know, the best of horror.
And then there's Dawn of Evil, which was like the hospital that's gone.
Basically, Silent Hill.
Yeah.
But like, in fact, this cool picture we got is with a Silent Hill looking.
Yeah, they gave us a picture, all of us a copy of full color picture at the end of us posing in one room. Mm-hmm. But like there were points that even when I like knew certain things were gonna happen, I forgot and still the best part is there's all these hydraulic creatures that come out.
Oh my god, that snake. Yeah, that was the only time I was like, ooh. I was so fucking scared of that snake, and I had, like, lean back to Kyle, because I was like, no, don't touch me. And I was like, no, but there's a snake there, I can't get past it.
See, I was smart, because I would think I was in front of everybody in that part. It was either Chris, I think it was, Chris was in front of me, and then I was, and I was like, I jetted past that thing, like, because I knew it would start activating. I'm like, oh, these guys are going
to
get it.
No lie, so. I was about to get on all fours and crawl underneath it, and the second I thought of doing that, whoever was operating it dropped it right down to the floor. Oh, I was like, that ain't going to happen.
Well, that's really cool thing about this all these haunted houses where you have to kind of like crawl around and things like that. Like you had to do like a lot of physical stuff to get through these.
That little little drawer that you went through first.
Yeah, I did. Hatch. There's like a whole thing where you have to like get on your hands and knees.
I know,
to
and
get
I was
through
like,
it.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. and then there's like a lot of things where they even like crush you with certain things. Yeah, squeeze through.
Oh god, that was freaky as hell.
What did that feel like? Like
I'd actually done that in another haunted house last year where they were like, yeah, it's inflatable things. They're like basically big inflatable things that are pushing out against
canvas.
You.
It's
that you've got to squeeze through.
I was just thinking, I even said it out loud. It's like, now I know how Mr. Incredible feels like from that one.
Yeah. And I said, now I know how my wife feels when I make love to her. a lot of creative stuff. Some stuff I've seen before, but some stuff is really good. But in general, just the sense of design
impressive.
Thorough.
So,
Even the music.
Yeah, music was great. The lighting.
You know, like the
mist, the fog.
How they kind of, when you arrive, like what they have set up outside and how they kind of wrangle you to the different houses. It's just a really tight operation.
It was funny that this is something I think all of you guys missed. I'm sure you did. But, you know, you look around, there's a lot of women who are working these haunted houses, right? Ooh, and it's unclear how good looking they may or may not be because they're covered in gore makeup, right? It's your best guess based on body type sometimes.
Oh, sure.
But there's one who is like, they're into it. They're like, oh, I'm full body contact. And she's like rubbing her boobies up on me and everything. And I'm just like, but I look at her and it's like, I don't feel scared enough yet. Come back.
You gotta say, like, all the actors were so committed. I forget.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they just, man, even the hospital one, where they just kept on following you.
Yeah.
That was so unnerving.
Dude, they were
different exhibits.
They were following, this one dude was following Chris Herman around for like 5 minutes, I swear to God.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's one part
I think
where
he was into you.
Yeah, only clearly. Well, I mean,
they kept mocking my screams. I'd be like, oh, geez.
Yeah,
right here. Oh, jeez.
we had to go back and get Kyle on board.
Oh, you got lost.
So that was
room, he
not
was
only
like,
the
not
most
going.
Frightening, but also my favorite part of the haunted house, where you have a part where you're on all fours, like we talked about before, and when you crawl out, there's fog everywhere. And you stand up, and I think, you guys went to the left, but the room is so vast, like big.
Yeah.
I went to the right and found myself in a corner, so I go walking back. I can't see 2 feet in front of me, and then hear these zombies just come walking by me. And it's so cool, because you can't see them until they're, like, right in your face, and they just come throughout, you know.
The one time I thought that you were just about to just, you know, thought, okay, he's had enough of this, is when we were going to that little, like, with that green strobe light and that little, like,
twisty. The alligator.
I thought, oh my god, he's had enough. He's had enough.
I wasn't even sure after the first one of these three, I was like, he's not going into the other two. Because he's like, oh boy, he's doing that.
Curiosity got the better of you, though.
You know, the scariest part of the evening was coming out of the Joneses and getting the text, come to the haunted house. Because my mind just went like, people are going to grab me. Like, I'm going to fall. I'm going to, like, break a wrist or something.
Honestly, the only time they grab you is if you're falling. If you fall down or something, they'll help you up on your way.
Well, I've also had the thing, I freaked out in a haunted house one time. Like, I was having fun, but then, you know, like, me and my cousin freak each other out. We ended up tearing half the thing down because we fell into a wall and then knocked some other stuff down.
God, the only thing I hate about haunted houses is that you want more time.
Exactly.
And they always want to push you through so fast. And I get it. It's economics. Yeah. You've got to, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, unless you're one of those places that, you know, that's like, hey, it's $150 a ticket type deals. Sure. That takes 3 hours. Like, okay, fine. But, you know, even one as high end as this, they're still like, go, 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 mm-hmm. go. And I'm like, I want to look at that shit. That's great. Yeah. You see that?
The production, the design was just so
elaborate and deep.
It was an American Horror Story, like, sort of thing, you know?
I mean, that was my thing. You bring that point up because, like, I went fairly fast through, like, all of them because I didn't know, mm-hmm. like, you know, like, should I stay there and watch the person perform their little, act of, you know, depravity and scariness? Mm-hmm. And so I moved fairly quickly throughout, like, each little segment of all these different places. But, I mean, I still felt entertained throughout most of it. Yeah. So,
Well, I said when we went in, like, if this is a best case scenario, we're scared shitless. Worst case scenario, it's just going to be like bad dinner theater.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like the characters that were in there and the performers they had, you know, they were pretty committed and pretty scary.
They were great.
Now, even better, after we do all three of these things, these guys are like, so what do we do now? It's like, well, we go into this other room where we get some free food and booze.
Yep.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we do one of the three available, what do they call them? Escape rooms.
Yeah.
Which I've never done one. I've wanted to do one for so long, but they're so expensive. They're like $30 a person for those things.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. There's and they're like, yeah, sure.
An hour long, you know.
Yeah,
I'd definitely reconsider it after getting to try it.
And so the three they have there, they have one where you're like in Harry Houdini's house and you need to escape from it, and they have there's a zombie one.
There's like the terrorist subway.
And then we went into the one where it's like there's been a terrorist attack on the subway and you're trapped. It's like Umbrella Corporation or something is.
Yeah, yeah. Like this neurotoxin.
They call it the conspiracy. Or something like that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you go in and the subway car's even moving and everything. And
that was pretty
cool. We're all like, 10 minutes in, we're like, I guess we're fucked.
We're all just sitting there for the first, like, 2 minutes.
And the subway's shaking, and we're like looking through bags and like,
all right. Because there are all the sub bags up on the things. We're unzipping them all. There's nothing in here.
Yeah.
Like, just driving me crazy. I was like, where is a clue supposed to be? And finally, Chris Herman finds this thing that's like a math equation. I'm like, okay, we're fucked.
It's like, we're supposed to make. We didn't take. Like the walkie-talkie thought, oh, they probably left it there. Let's just don't touch that.
We thought it was a mistake that they left it. That was my bad. I've been seeing them using the walkie-talkies all day. They were that walkie-talkie with little pieces of tape on them. And I'm like, yeah, that's got to be somebody had to leave
the area. They should probably just mark it for the game.
There were three different rooms and you figure out the series of puzzles and you clear each part and you go into the next part of it. And we did not live.
We were close.
Yeah, it came down to like two lock boxes that we needed to get open. And that was it.
I totally blame myself. Seriously, because like I had figured out that puzzle a room ago. And like, I felt like you guys were like, Chris got that one. That was his puzzle. So if that comes in handy, he'll be the one to bring it up. I've been drinking for 3 hours. And I'm like, I've totally forgot about that. That was like 1:30 to go. Kyle's like, oh, the fucking subway puzzle.
But nobody was like really, I mean, it took us forever to realize that we couldn't, you know, answer the phone before the opening up the little box. It's just like, you know, we just.
Because there were parts where we had to go back to other rooms to look at the different types of clues to see, like, oh, this pertains to this new thing that we have to solve. It's okay. And where maybe I was thinking, I was like, oh, no, it's like each time we enter a new room, it's just we're going to use these set of clues. And eventually we were like, oh, no, we have to use everything.
It drives me crazy the way you're just like, the answers are right fucking in front of
you. Some of them are just like on paper. It's
you go, I should have been able to get through this thing in 10 minutes at the end. You're like, why didn't I? And it's because of the sheer amount of red herrings.
Everywhere.
There are so many.
You know.
You get just clues before you need them. You get clues later in the game that go back to stuff.
Kyle and I both were just looking at a scrap of paper on the floor and and like he picks it up and doesn't flip it over.
Nope. Set it back down.
Set it back down.
Nothing written on this.
10 minutes later, I picked it up. And I had looked looked at it like 30 times going, man, people are fucking animals. Yeah. You know, it's just to me, like, and flip it over and there's the thing. I'm like, God damn it.
Meanwhile, it's like, why won't this combination work? Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very, very.
I'd love to see how long somebody would stay in there if they didn't put a time limit on it.
Well, I feel like
you can't leave until you get
out. We would not have gotten out of the second room if the guy hadn't called through the walkie-talkie to give us a clue.
Yeah.
I strongly suspect that's not normal behavior.
I was going to say, wasn't he supposed to at that point? I mean,
I feel like they did that because we were press and we're trying to push.
They want to make us feel good. Instructions that the intercom is used sometimes to communicate.
Yeah, there's like a... Yeah, that. And then the one clue we had was like, look at the ventilation shaft, which I thought was like, that didn't pertain to anything.
What the fuck does that mean? There is no ventilation shaft. I can't remember. I can't even count how many times we said, what the fuck does that mean?
I'm looking at the eye on one wall and looking at the symbol at the other. Like, what? It's like, what?
But I'll tell you, as soon as it was done, even though we didn't succeed, but we did come, like you said, close.
Yeah, they said we definitely
I was like, if they had said, you guys want to do another one? I would have gone, let's do another one. I was ready. But I think they were like, okay, you guys have been here long enough.
Well, and it was also almost midnight by the time we got out of there.
Yeah.
I think they were even closing down. Like, I saw that bunch of actors leaving, so.
You guys did not get a chance to do the thing, the other thing I got to do, which they had a VR escape room.
That sounds so
which
amazing.
Was so fucking cool. And it wasn't just like most VR where they just sit you in a chair and you look around. No, it was a big room you walk around in with a trigger control, and like the trigger control would like you could see the trigger control in the VR, so you're like, oh, very clear, and you're like trapped in a room and you had to figure out the puzzles like that by, you know, using the trigger as if you were grabbing stuff, you know, and moving it. But it was so fucking scary. Imagine an escape room where anything could happen. You know, like, you know, at one point it's like, I managed to get a drawer open and there was a thing of dice in there, and it's like written on it is roll the dice. So you pick it up and you have to shake it and you roll the dice and it says behind. You look behind you and there's like little creepy Japanese girl with hair in her face goes, and runs at you. And I was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And it would do stuff like it would just change suddenly. Like you were like in a graveyard and there were zombies all around you.
Wow.
I was like, whoa, this
Could
is
you
fucked
last an hour
up.
In that?
I wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds in it.
I finished it. I was like, I got through the whole thing in, I think, 15 minutes. Because it's not like super, it's not meant to be super long.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, but it was like, oh, okay. It was relatively easy to figure out. But
there's a funny gag on, I don't know if you guys are watching High Maintenance on HBO, but the guy who's the main character, he delivers to these computer programmers, and all you see is him wearing the VR set with the stuff on, and all the guys are looking at him, and they're like, wait. And his head just, and he's just doing like the freak out thing because they're showing him like some weird horror scenario.
I mean, that's the thing with just like VR in general, where like right now, like recently, I think like the PSVR just recently came out, and they're you know, they have some like, you know, a few kind of like kind of games for it, you know, kind of mediocre titles. But I'm interested to see like VR used and like the thing that Chris described, like in these different types of rooms that are created to be these like horror segments. Like if you can, I would love to do that. You know, just in the future. Yeah. Level. All different types of, like, horror scenarios.
And, you know, something that amusement parks are doing is you can take a roller coaster, and when you add the VR headset to it, a rider can then ride it an infinite amount of ways, you know? Whether it's, you know, in the jungle or in outer space or this or that. And they can actually turn it into a different ride. I've also seen this application used kind of like the room that Chris was describing earlier, where it was a theme park. And if you walk through it, it looked kind of like a George Lucas prequel set, you know, with like green screen. But when you have the VR goggles on, it's the boundaries, and then you see the whole world on there, and you like play laser tag with your friends or something.
Okay, so there is another option for this called Blackout, where you go through them, and each group is given one glow stick, and all the creatures in it have night vision goggles. And they will do things like, and you can go anywhere, do anything.
Like,
you can
get right now,
separated from the group. They might steal your glow stick and torment you with trying to get it back. You know? Kyle's like having nightmares just thinking about
that'd
it.
That'd be cool.
I'd lose my shit.
We just hold on to each other.
But
like
you
this.
Would totally do it. That sounds
I would
like
love
too
to
awesome.
That,
yeah.
They'd take the glow stick and actually, you know what? Some of that stuff would be less scary if you can see it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for
like,
sure.
Yeah. You would be,
but I'm sure it's
out...
a designed experience for that specific thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah. I don't know. Even I'm like, I'm pretty brave when it comes to that stuff, and even I'm like, yeah, I don't know. That sounds a little much.
I'd be up for that. Anyway, I want a nice sensory experience.
Anyway, yeah, I thought this was a lot of fun. I had great mm-hmm. time going to this. I recommend House of Torment, and their number, if you look at their website, I believe it links to all their other ones around. These guys put so much work into this, and it's like rated the number one haunted house chain in the country.
Yeah, we actually saw the, like, behind the scenes, like, of the sets and like all the different types of creatures and things like
that.
That part was pretty cool too, and a little, actually maybe a bit more scary, because you're walking through something that's pitch black, like the haunted house.
Chick.
It looks like the haunted house because they've got all the props and stuff. And, but instead of, like, the monsters screaming and jumping out at you, they're just, like, drinking out of a water fountain, and, you know, zipping their fly, walking out of the bathroom, trying not to bump into you.
Yeah, one chick was, like, following us.
She was purposely following us, and she wasn't, like, it was, like, obviously, like, take a break. No, she was trying to be scary. It was weird. Yeah, I was like, okay, she keeps falling.
We're going to trip and fall on some of those power tools.
I know she's
back
still
there.
Fucking there.
Yeah, we were, when Mike and I, towards the end, we were, like just kind of hanging out, talking with the guys who own the place. And we'd finish up the video, and two really elaborate makeup people were refusing to get out of character. I mean, they were Jared Leto-ing it through the whole
thing. Masturbating in the condoms.
And I was like, hey, can we get somebody, like, we need to film an intro sequence. Can we go inside one of the escape rooms that are cool looking and, like, film an intro sequence? And they're like, yeah. It's like, do you have an actor come? And the one guy's like, I'd be glad. And I'm like, okay. And then the other person, who looks like total nurse from Silent Hill, is just won't say anything, just staring, but it's like zzz, little drill hand. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. Ooh,
there are too many chainsaws in this thing, too.
Yeah, there's always a chainsaw at the end of everyone. And so they get on either side of me, and I do my little thing, and I'm kind of looking on either side, and then the one that had first said something looks at me and goes, I just looked at the most blood-curdling, high-pitched, loud-as-shit scream. I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ! And Mike McAllister ran.
Oh, yeah.
He's filming it, he just ran.
That's Blair Witch 3.
That's some good footage right there.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, jeez.